Alright, welcome Crez Files members. Adam plugging in here tonight, Sunday night, the 17th of July 2022, for the Night Watch podcast with Adam. Hope you guys are doing fine out there, wherever you may be, as we move forward here into 2022. Strange times, huh? To say the least. Everything's up on the website, crezfiles.com. Hope you guys are plugging in and enjoying the website and the content. I did a great show yesterday with Wayne Bush. Wayne deserves so much more recognition. So it's great to connect with guys like Wayne and bring them on the podcast and have our chats. It's not going to be for everybody and it's different stuff, I know, but I love doing it. Hope you guys have had a chance to go through that, nearly 3-hour podcast. That's not the same one, of course, that will go out on the RS feed, you know. So I put up the entire file for the members, you know, from when we start and pass when we finish there. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. I was supposed to be on with Janice Barcelo as well the other day, but she injured her foot. Author and researcher, great lady. She's going through always tough times, you know. I mean, her books being banned and payment systems being banned and stuff like that. But we're gonna have a chat about Janice's original incredible book, Birth Trauma and the Dark Side of Modern Medicine. We're gonna talk about her new radio show as well, and that will be coming up next week. So probably Friday, that will be on. And Dawn will be back on with me on Wednesday. So that will be a great show as well. Always plenty to cover and talk about anyway as we move forward here. Reached out to a bunch of guests and doctors, but haven't heard anything back. It happens, folks. It's a little bit frustrating sometimes, but yeah, you cast out and see who wants to have a discussion. And busy times anyway. I'm kind of just jumping on here. Been up since about 6 o'clock this morning. I have a 6-year-old, so it's full on. I'm going to get up and do the breakfast and do everything and been out all day and you know, keeping them busy and doing things. And, you know, of course, she doesn't watch TV or anything, so lots of books and reading and going for walks and all this kind of stuff. So it's past 7:30 here in Sydney, Australia, and haven't even had dinner. But there's no time for rest, is there? Just got to keep moving forward. But anyway, thanks to you guys for plugging in, and hi to some new members as well. It's great to have you on board. Your membership of $5 a month, Australian dollars, a cup of coffee, basically is mostly about support and helping me to continue and keep that big website up and running. I may have some more costs soon as well, but it'll always just be that for the members. But I may have to at some point this year or next year look at moving all the files, all the audio files, to a cloud service or off the website, because they're just getting too heavy. And this is the thing, it's a multimedia website, and I put up a lot of files and it becomes heavy and my costs are expensive, especially for hosting. But my hosting keeps the website secured and protected. The AI bots are always looking out for it. It's fantastic. I've never had such a secure website. And you guys help me do that. If I don't have members, I'll just strip it way back, more than half. So it's less heavy and dense and not consuming so much, you know, and so many gigabytes, so much data, you know. So, but there's many thousands going through the website a day. They're looking at all the stuff that's being posted. And in Australia, being in Australia, it's great to have a website like that up. There's not a lot of us doing that. I don't think anyone's doing what I'm doing here. So I think I'm very proud that I'm running a very unique and original podcast and a website. And there's a lot of traffic going through there, and it's great that people are seeing those articles and everything, and you guys make that possible, so that's fantastic. Can't do it without you. I decided, a while ago to go bigger and build a bigger website and do all this, and I must have at least some members and new ones coming in here and there, and that always that is going to help me to continue here. And I look at other websites, do the same thing. They have so much going on, you know, usually around $5 Australian is around a sort of a supporter thing. Then you go up to 8 or 10 or 15, even 25 for different things. But I just wanted to keep it really simple. For the new members, if you're on the website, it's very easy to navigate. You just log in and you'll see a login box as well. You can edit your profile in there. If you need to cancel your account, you can do that in there. But email me, just let me know so I can make sure it's gone off Stripe, but that should deal with it. And but you can edit your details in there as well. And, you know, it's all in the members, in the blue members there at the top menu. You can drop that down. Listen to podcasts going back to 2015. And listen to all these podcasts, but not all of them will stay up. I'll keep a bunch up each month, but I've got to get rid of them. It's just getting too much, too heavy, and the costs with your hosting. It's like that. But we continue forward, and I'll just I plug in here basically when I'm not on with any guests. In the weeknights, and it's Sunday night here, and I thought I'd just jump on and go over what's in front of me, whatever is in front of me. I understand that you guys can also read the news, but I also understand that you can be busy and have families and doing things in the day. And, you know, I can quickly, you know, go through what I feel is important and read through it. I study the mainstream media news, the newspapers and the, you know, all of this and what they put out to break it down and to get a better understanding of what may be coming and what they're really saying. And I can relay that here. So this is my sort of chance to sit down and say hi to the members and just cover all the latest and what's in front of me, because I don't generally get to go through many articles when I'm on with guests and we're talking about their books or material and things. And so I do save a lot of articles in the week, and there's a lot coming through email, on Telegram, and also in the Kraz Files members chat area. For the new members, you can get into the members area if you want to log into the chat. When you're already logged into the website, you just log in as a guest user or use your social media account. Use whatever name you want as a guest user and just chat away and leave YouTube video links, whatever you want. But there's the hell of a lot of great information going up in the Kraz Files chat area as well. To the guys who follow the website and also over in the Telegram channel, thanks so much. You guys are awesome. You're free to post whatever you want there, post away. And it's a very interactive and great channel. And, you know, I really enjoy having a look at all the latest articles and things and information going up there. So you guys are awesome and great to have you on board. And you're supporting me here on the ground. I do this by myself. I don't have any help at all. I've got a guy over in America, in Florida, that can help me with any website details or problems, and that's really it. I run the whole thing by myself, and I wish I had more time. It's hard. I'm raising a child. We're homeschooling, you know, and trying to keep, you know, our job going. It's getting harder. Looking at a move soon, and just trying to pay the rent and, you know, and do everything like all of you guys do. We've just got to keep moving forward, you know, and I don't have much change in my pocket. And I would love to be able to, you know, when I do podcasts in the day with Jason or whatever, I'm basically doing it in between doing other things. So I'm just quickly jumping on with my phone and headset, and I wish I could prepare more and I could do this a lot more, but I just can't at the moment. So I feel like it's really incredible that I'm doing anything at all. You know, this is an amazing thing. These are important, you know. I mean, I'm putting my heart and soul out here in these podcasts and that website. It's a great achievement. I'm just a simple guy here on the ground, and I just felt like I wanted to say or do something, and I feel like I enjoy podcasting. and running the website. It's a great site. There's many people, thousands of people going through there a day, and it's a really great achievement, to get all those people logging in. And you guys, but crazy times, eh? Crazy times. Indeed. Beautiful day today in Sydney, Australia. Windy, but crystal clear. Again, crystal clear blue skies. That beautiful blue I love. That's my favorite color. And I love that beautiful blue that when it goes to sort of the center of the sky, you know, like that high altitude blue, when it gets a little bit darker, that's my favorite color. I love that. I love the blue color of the sea, although it's only what you're perceiving, I know. It's what a beautiful day. And so out and about today, enjoying it. Hope you guys did as well. I saw a guy by himself, on the beach, looking out to the horizon in a mask. And I was wondering what he was thinking. I felt like going and pushing him in the water, you know. It's a guy in a coat and jeans and shoes, and he had his hands in his pocket, and he was just staring out to sea, and he had this mask on, like a dust mask. And I was just shaking my head, you know, because it was so windy and kind of cold and so fresh and clean, and the salty air and the blue sky. I mean, he was a meter from the water, and he's wearing a mask looking out to sea. And I'm thinking, I wonder if he's understanding how stupid he is. Because that, you know, if he's having some kind of, if he's thinking about things in his life, he needs to be thinking about how much of a stupid idiot that he is. Really incredible. Still people out walking around today in the playgrounds where children play, and parklands, and on the beach, and in the shops, in the coffee shops, in the places that you see out and about. Not lots, but still people wearing these silly masks, and defies belief, really, just defies belief. But they're still scaring people. The fear is still being pumped up, and unfortunately many people, still buy into the fear in bucket loads or shovel loads, and fear keeps them ignorant and dumbed down and stupid, and it keeps them in a zombie state where they are completely, controlled. They are under mind control. They are not in charge or in control of their lives or their family lives or even their kids around them when they're wearing these masks, because the mask is a mind control device. When you put that mask on, you are entering this world of the New World Order system. You're under mind control. You are submitting to the New World Order beast system on your bended knees. You are a slave to it. And you're entering their world, and you're really stupid. You're really stupid. And not only that, you're giving up your sovereignty. You're destroying your own health. I've been reading even, through the mainstream media and stuff, there's more studies out coming out. Not that we need them, but there's more studies coming out where they're saying the implications, for people's health that are wearing these masks over the past few years, it's a really deep well, and they don't know, what could happen to these people, we probably will find out that you shouldn't have a mask on for more than a certain amount of time, and these people have been wearing them every day for years now, and it's just, they got them on, as I said, in the middle of the day out there with a beautiful day on the beach. I mean, there's no safer and better place to be than meters from the ocean, with the sea air and everything. There's no better place to be and to do some deep breathing and all this. And they're still wearing the masks. So that I guess they're saying we still don't know what's going to happen to people's health in the future, As I said many times, it's like throwing a pebble into a still lake and just seeing that that ricochet out to the edges of the other side of the lake. You know, it just the complications and the problems that could surface in the future from wearing these masks. None of us know exactly what complications they could be and what health issues these people are going to be. And that's not even bringing up the technology that these people are being injected with. It's just those stupid, silly masks that do nothing. It's just basically cosmetic for stupid, ignorant people that are brainwashed by the mainstream media and are incapable of thinking for themselves. They just can't. And they're under mind control and they're in a fear state and they're totally ruled over. They're owned and they're the bitches of the New World Order system, who's basically got their boot on their heads, stamping on their stupid skulls, and they're just ignorant, and you can't believe it. You can't believe it when you see it. But you're in that stop-start motion now, you know. We're in that stay, go, stand up, sit down, I don't know, you know, that kind of when someone gets caught and they're, you know, and they kind of want to run or they want to go left or right, but they're not sure, so they kind of put their arms up and they're, that's what most people are doing now. You know, they don't know what to do because the media keep pumping out the fear about the fake virus. And it's unbelievable to look at the past 2 years and everything that we've discussed here and to see people out in the day with a mask, to see them getting jabs in the arm, to see everything and how they're acting, and to think to yourself that there never was any virus, that there's nothing there. It's all suggestion. It's all fear-based mind control. They're suggesting that there's a virus. It's unbelievable. There's nothing there. There's nothing there. There are no variants. There's nothing being released. There's absolutely nothing there. As I keep saying, our lives are the same since we were kids. There's nothing out there to be scared of or be fearful of. Just propaganda coming out of those TV sets and newspapers. That's it. Scaremongering. And these people, when you look at them and you think they believe it so much, maybe they just need a good smack in the head. I don't know. You know, it's just they believe in this so much. So now we have this incremental, extremely insidious, toxic, creeping flow that's just drip feeding out. The media are drip feeding it out. So one day it's kind of, they go, you know, it's a little bit better, and the next day, or there's a monkeypox, or there's more cases, and it's just catch and release sort of stuff, you know. Scare the shit out of them, you know, terrify them, and then give them a little bit of leeway. It's like having a dog tied up on a rope that's quite long, you know, and then the dog, you know, and then bringing it back, and then it'll never be free, you know. This is the way people live now. It's like they live in an area where they assume or they believe through ignorance that they're free, but around the outside of the area there are electric fences, and if they go there, they get zapped. It's the same thing. We live in an open-air prison, you know, and people are just walking around in a fear state, and it's amazing to see how the media just pump out these incremental doses every day. A little bit of fear, and then let them off, and then things are going to get better, and then a little bit more fear, and then fear, and just, you know, it really is a hostage situation. You know, you got someone locked up in your basement, and you're terrorizing them, and then you give them some food and look after them a little bit, and you terrorize them more, and then you might let them out to think that you're gonna let them free, and then you let them beg to you a little bit, and then you let them see your good side a little bit, then you terrorize them a little bit more. This is how you break people down. But the unbelievably, the general population just can't see what is really going on here in the last couple of years, that this is a psychological incremental breakdown of the human mind. It's mind control. They can't see it, that COVID is that this is what it's all about. This is how you break people's minds and put them under absolute control. Not to mention the lockdowns. I mean, you know, people are so scared, as I always say, to go under lockdown again that they're willing to do anything not to go back to that. Even if it means giving up their very souls, they'll do it as long as you don't lock me down again. This is living under a fear state. This is living under mind control. This is being scared that Big Daddy government could at any minute lock you down again. And you just, that's no way to live. I ain't living like that. They can all go to hell. All of them. I'm not doing it. Never did. Never will. Ever. Not a chance. I'm not living like that. But these people are living like that everywhere. And you know what? So be it. Because that's a stupid way to live. And you're giving the system all the power. And why would people do that? Anyway, I could go on here all night, folks. Running through the latest news, articles that are popping up. This one from the Exposé. Vaccinated pilots and flight safety were headed for a disaster. From 17th of July 2022, so brand new one. In April, Dr. Lee Merritt and Dr. Kevin Stillwagon discussed the vaccines, face masks used at altitude during flights and how these affect pilots and passenger safety. Dr. Stillwagon is a former chiropractor and an airline captain. He was an airline pilot for over 30 years. For 26 years, he was employed by Delta Airlines, of which for 21 years, he was a captain. He was forced to retire from Delta Airlines over refusing to wear a face mask as a part of his uniform. So it's just part of your uniform, folks, now. So this is where they're trying to get people, that you get up in the morning and you put on your daily uniform to go to work or do whatever it is, to go out into the world, and that mask is just part of your suit and tie routine. He was forced to retire, even though the airline admitted wearing a face mask did not stop the transmission of COVID. It was purely for optics. And what did I say before? It's cosmetic. It's just for look. It doesn't do anything. And then when you go deeper and you think, hey, there's no virus, you shake your head in disbelief. We are in cartoon land. So I'm not interested in any of that. And I understand that they talk about COVID in these articles, but yeah, this is my way of even breaking down the alternative media and beyond, you know, breaking down everything. Give it to me, man. I don't give a fucking shit. Give me the mainstream media. Give me the alternative media. Give me the alternative media. I'll take it all and break it down, and I'm going to give my two cents here. Hey. It's just my two cents. I hope the members enjoy it. But a lot of these alternative media websites talk about COVID like it's real. It's not real. There's nothing there. There never was. There's no virus. There's no virus. There's no COVID-19. There are no variants. There is nothing there. But unfortunately, we're living in times where we do have to break all this down, because there's bits and pieces of great information coming out and things that we need to know. And that's our job as human beings. We have to break it all down. It doesn't mean that we're being negative. It doesn't mean that. What do you want people to do? You know, go and just put their head in the sand? This can't be done. We have to break down this, and it's never going to. It's not always going to be, you know. Fun and games, you know. This is how we navigate through. We break everything down, and I don't let it get to me. I just break it down and I work everything out that is happening, and we learn things and we break it down here and we move forward. And as you start to do this, you'll be amazed at how fast you can break down the matrix system around you and all the stuff, no matter what it is, to come to your own conclusions and move forward in your own way, being you. This is what I was saying on the Telegram channel the other night. Some people are worried they might be saying things to offend other people. I tell them, I don't care, just be yourself. As long as you're not a troll or some bot, be yourself. And I know that with things that people post, some people might not agree with it, and that's fine. I'm not going to ban anyone because of that, like Donna wanted me to. Just because Donna's having an argument with another person in a group that's putting up great information as well, I'm not going to ban anybody. You figure it out. Don't bully me into doing things that I don't want to do. I'm not going to ban anyone from that group. People are free to post whatever they want. And if it upsets some people, deal with it. It's all about learning. I am very open here. And, you know, if someone puts up information and other people don't agree with it, then they say, oh, I'm being bullied. You know, not everyone's going to agree with stuff. I get attacked all the time, you know. You think that when I put out podcasts out there in the world that people are going to say, hey, I agree with everything this guy says? They're going to think I'm a fucking idiot, some of them. They have a real go at me. I don't let it get to me. This is the way that it is, you know. It's just the way that it is. And that's how, over time, we move forward. And that's why I do the Crez Files members. You know, there could be 50, 60, 70,000 people on the website in a week or whatever it is, you know. I don't know. And I might get one person out there out of all those people that say, I like this podcast, I like the content. This is what I connect with, and that's what I'm doing it for. Even if it's one person every few months, you know? Not everybody's going to agree, folks. And I'm sure a lot of even the members have things they want to add, or things that they might not agree with what I'm saying. And that is fine. There's no need to get upset about it. You know, we're all here to learn. And, you know, it's amazing that, you know, we're unable to have sort of more debates and conversations. I'll talk a little bit about that in one of the articles coming up, which will be interesting. But, you know, yeah, it's we need to get the conversation rolling. There's tons happening, you know. I brought up this article because I'm thinking I'm not going on any planes. I mean, when you think about it, this is an extreme situation. You know, when you've got pilots, you know, up in planes, taking hundreds of people over the sea to different countries or whatever, you know, and they're jabbed up and they've got masks on. Man, do you want to be on that plane? Unless these planes start landing and lifting and landing themselves. I don't know, folks. I'm not getting on them. No way. I'm not getting on them. Look, I'm fine. I'm here in Sydney. We might have a move this year. I'll take my car. I'm not getting on a plane. I'm not scared of dying. I'm just saying I'm not getting on a plane, especially with my child. There's no way. I'm not going. There's no way you're going to get me on a plane with these pilots who have had these jabs. There is no way. As I told you before, I'm not going to these sporting events with all these thousands of people in there. Because I don't know what they're going to do. If they're going to get violent, what's going to happen? I don't know. I don't know what frequencies can be pulsed at them. If they're already under mind control, I don't know what technology that they're spreading everywhere. I have no idea. I'm staying away. I'm certainly not getting on a train. I'm not getting on a bus. I've seen these buses in Sydney, these big double buses, the yellow ones, they're huge, and they go flying past you, and these bus drivers, they got these big masks on, and they look like zombies. I'm like, there's a zombie in a mask, in a blue uniform, driving a massive machine, and it's just flying down the road, and I'm like, I'm not getting on that thing. I'm not getting on there. I'm not getting in Ubers. I'm not getting in taxis. I'm not getting in on ferries. I'm not going on any public transport whatsoever unless I'm driving it myself. And I'm certainly not taking my child on there or anyone I care about whatsoever in any way, shape or form. I'm not getting in any of these machines of death when they're being run by these jabbed up people. Because these people, I have no idea what's going to happen to them. This is a kind of unbelievable times, folks. People are just being turned off. They're there one day, they're walking around, they're okay, they're dropping dead. It's like some kind of movie. Yeah? It's like turning on and off toys. They're just dropping like flies at any, it could be any moment, you just don't know. It's so all over the place and sporadic, I don't know. People are getting these jabs, they're fine for months, even for the whole year, they're fine, they feel fantastic, they're living their lives, they're having a ball, next thing you know, they're dead. No way, I'm not putting my life in their hands when they're running machines. And we've got to put this into everything. If you're working in a job that can be dangerous and people are jabbed up and they're running any machines or equipment that can be dangerous, you've got to start thinking here. You know? You've got to start working out how to keep yourself and those around you that you care about safe and not putting your life in these people's hands because you don't know what's going to happen to them. You know, you people are in charge of million-dollar equipment and heavy machinery, and they're jabbed up, you know, and you're in there or your kids are in there. Fucking hell, man. What? No. That's why I brought this article up. These people who had these jabs who think they're okay, they could be suffering from micro blood clotting, which are basically ticking time bombs in their blood vessels and their capillary networks. Yeah, and this could go on and on and on, and you don't know when it's going to go. So every pilot that had a COVID injection and is having an adverse effect, even an effect without symptoms, for example, what did I just say? Like micro clotting, these men and women are ticking time bombs. Dr. Stillwagon said. Ticking time bombs. Everybody walking around out there and doing whatever they're doing who had these jabs, even if they're fine, they are bombs. Tick, 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 tick. No thank you. No thank you. If I have to be around them or associate with them, fine, but I'm not putting my life in their hands. No way. Not a chance. Millions of people have pilot's licenses as well, but only a select few get to make it to a major airline career. This is how good pilots are, folks. Think about it. Think about these pilots for Qantas and these airlines that are flying overseas from Australia to Europe or the United States. These pilots, the amount of experience and the years doing this. How intelligent these guys are. People forget the massive amount of work and research that these pilots have put into their careers and lives. The structure of everything that they do. You know, in events of trauma or something happens on the plane or anything, how they're trained to deal with it, how they do stuff. I mean, this is incredible. Look at what they're doing. They're flying these machines up in the air with hundreds of people on board. It's incredible. You know, and the industry itself and these airlines treated them like shit because they didn't want to get these jabs in their arms, you know. It's unbelievable. And now they've put these bloody zombies up there who are ticking time bombs, flying these planes. No thank you very much. We've got pilots around, flying around right now. This is the article, folks. We've got pilots flying around right now with micro blood clotting as a direct result of the vaccines. And they're not vaccines, they're jabs, they're shots, they're kill shots. They're also having myocarditis and pericarditis. Millions of people have pilot's licenses, and as I said, there's only a few that are selected to have these airline big careers, you know, and these pilots are highly trained and they're trusted by the companies to operate completely safe flights. This is such a big thing that pilots have, you know. They're in charge of hundreds of people and children on board, you know. This is not a joke. So it is up to the pilot to determine whether he or she is up to the task of being in command of an aircraft carrying several hundred people. Here's the thing, folks. You know, I could spend all night, I don't have much time tonight, but I could spend all night just on this article. It's really crazy. Did you see the airports in Australia for the school holidays? Have you seen what's happening in Sydney Airport and everywhere? People are going bananas. I know people all around me, they're going bananas. They've got holidays planned. They're going to Fiji. They're going to Bali. They're going everywhere but Australia. You know what I mean? They're going everywhere and they're blinded. They've been in lockdown for a couple of years, the whole COVID thing, and now they're being sold all of this and they're just running. They're just running. They don't even care. They're not thinking critically like I am now and you guys are. They're not thinking about all of this stuff. And this is all part of what we're doing, folks, and navigating through this New World Order system and Agenda 2030 reset. We are navigating through the game, and a big part of navigating through this game is assessing the risks, like you would do in everyday life, evaluating things. What's the risk? Should I? Shouldn't I? All of this stuff. Looking at weighing up everything. You know, you don't just go and jump in. How many people in summer go and jump in a shallow pond or a river and break their necks and end up in a wheelchair for the rest of their lives because they didn't go and test the water first and put their feet in? How many people have all around the world every single minute of every single day have stupid accidents because they didn't assess the situation? It doesn't mean that you've got to be paranoid about everything. It just means that you've got to assess the situation around you before you do things. You know, you got to think about things too, you know, and you got to look at everything around you and make the best informed decisions. And now, in our current environment, this rings true a million times over. You know, you really got to do that now. Just because this has happened, it doesn't mean you've got to rush out to a plane and go on and you know, get your flippers and your snorkel to go to take the family to Fiji. Because from what I hear over there, they've got all sorts of restrictions and they're making people do all sorts of things. Do you really want to go through that now, or should you just stay put and do things locally and take your car and do things around? You know what I mean? I mean, unfortunately, this is the times we're living in, folks. I'm not saying don't do it. I'm just saying be very careful about your decisions from now on until we know more. That's all, you know? And I've already made that mental, you know, decision that we're going to, you know, unless we've got a move coming up, but, you know, that we're going to, you know, I'm very calculated, you know, I'm not paranoid, I'm just calculated, I'm just watching everything and I'm making the right moves. I'm not jumping on a plane to go to fucking Bali or Fiji or one of these places. There's no way, unless it's a strict emergency with family or something. I don't know, but, you know, be very careful, folks. Now's the time to dig in and organize at home. Organize everything at home. Prep, organize everything. Make sure your immediate family and your loved ones are safe and secure and you've got everything that you need, that mouths are being fed, you know, and that you, you know, structure those things and still go and do things, you know. You can do everything that you want in Australia. I mean, what a country we have, you know. Do some camping, take the kids out camping. There's lots of things that we can do and we can still enjoy our time and our lives, but there's no need to rush onto these planes and rush overseas just because we've been in lockdown and act like a stupid panicked chicken that's just had its head lopped off, because that's what all these people look like in the airport terminals in Australia. They're panicking. All they care about is themselves, and they're panicking. They're like a bunch of chickens with their heads cut off, and they're running around in circles, and they're panicking, and they all want to get on their flights, and it's a mess. I'm telling you, it's an absolute mess. I saw pictures and videos. It was like, oh my God, I can't, that's a nightmare. I would hate to be in that situation now. They're all panicking. They're trying to travel and get out for the school holidays and travel, and it's just an absolute mess. Calculate it. Outsmart them and, you know, wait for this rush to finish and then have a little break and go and do something when they've all done their thing, you know, like, move around in the back of and behind things and just watch and, as I said, calculate everything and don't just jump in with all these maniacs because they're absolutely out of their minds. Honestly, they're out of their heads. They're going crazy, and they haven't gone anywhere. You know, they're just desperate to go over on these planes and pay all this money and go and sit in a pool somewhere. And you know, and it's crazy. It's not needed, and where we need to be at this point. We are under attack. We are under assault. This is serious business. We need to take care of things at home. You know, don't worry about that at the moment. Don't worry about all this. Take care of yourself and your loved ones and your kids and your family and those around you that you care about, and be cunning and calculated and very restrictive, and the most important thing now in these times, don't try not to get in any debt, buy things that you don't need. People are rushing out, and just, I was at the mall, at the local mall the other weekend, just to get a simple headset for my podcast. You know, because my dog chewed one of mine, and it was quite old, but yeah, it was scrappy, and I went and got another headset. This was maybe last weekend, I don't know, and JB Hi-Fi in Australia, and I went and got a headset, and I was talking to Jason about it, and people were just so crazed, you know. Boy, it's like, calm down. Do you notice this? You know, do you notice this, that people are really crazy at the moment? You know, it's like they're trying to rush through and get everything done all the time because they think that there's going to be another lockdown. So they're living their lives on fast forward. They're living their lives in this kind of fast forward motion in panic because they think there could be a lockdown at any moment. So I've got to get what I need now, and I've got to get it now. And they're just, they're pushing and rushing and beeping their horns. And it's just, it's really insane. If I need to do anything at the shops or go and get any supplies or anything, I try to go late or really early, and it's pretty okay. It's good. But these people are really, really unhinged at the moment, and I can't think of a worse place to be than in airports and on airplanes, to be honest. I'm not bagging anyone. If you guys have to go on airplanes, that's fine. I'm not saying not to. I'm just giving you my honest opinion here. Fuck that. (Clears throat) Moving on with the article. Sorry, folks. So there's an incentive not to be open and transparent or see symptoms as signs of a potentially serious condition. They might think it's just a gastric problem, heartburn, or maybe something they ate, the doctor said. Pilots have biannual medical examinations, although there are a few pilots showing irregularities on their ECGs or EKGs at these examinations. And the real issue is myocarditis, which is a lot of the time wouldn't show up on an ECG unless the ECG is worn for an extended period of time. It's not even showing up, folks. This is the thing, isn't it? And I'm hearing a lot of this, and people who are in airports or out and about or doing things, they feel like they've got maybe getting heartburn or something else, and they're not understanding that this is what it is. And if they're having these tests, it's not even showing up. It's really insidious. So here's what's got to happen, and this is for the safety of the flying public. Every pilot that got this injection that they're calling a vaccine, I don't care how old they are, every pilot needs to have a complete cardiac screening done on them. This would include not only an EKG, but a cardiac MRI. You also have to check the D-dimer levels, which is what I was talking about on earlier podcasts, which would indicate microclotting, which is what I've been going on about here as well, because it's not showing up on regular blood screening tests. And also troponin levels, which would indicate that they've had some heart damage. There are also some inflammatory indicators that can be used, like the pulse test. All of these tests are very expensive, I know. So the very companies that coerce these pilots into being injected in the first place are going to have to fucking pay for it. And any pilot that is showing indications of vaccine injury are going to have to be grounded. The vaccine-injured pilots will have to be given treatment until they can prove they are healthy and safe enough to fly again. We're heading for a disaster. I'm telling you right now, the chances of both pilots having a heart attack at the same time. Keep in mind, folks, what I'm talking about here is the experienced, the actual pilot that is running the plane, and you've got the co-pilot there with him. This is what this is saying. The chances of both of them having a heart attack or losing consciousness in the cockpit at the same time, some people may say are extremely remote, but I think we might be heading for a situation where both pilots could become incapacitated at the same time. In other words, they'll experience some kind of an event that's going to affect them either physically or mentally, that's going to require putting aircraft on the ground as quickly as possible for the safety of everyone on board. Stick to your ute, guys. You know what I mean? You got a car? You know, go and clean your car and look after it and make sure your car's running well. And you're driving it. And your car is your life at the moment, you know. And this is why they're trying to take away our cars, and they're attacking our cars, you know, because we're all killing the planet suddenly, right? Fuck off. Bullshit. Look after your cars, folks. Everybody, look after your cars. That's what's going to get you around. And you're not jabbed. You're in control of your life. And you're in your car and you're driving it. You're going to drop your kids to school. You're going to go to work. You're going to, you're going to do everything that you need to do. Get your supplies, go into town, whatever it is, in your car. Make sure it's running well and you're looking after it. Hey, if you have the money and you feel like you need to at this moment get a better car or move into a better car, then by all means, because never have we needed our cars more than what we do now in my books. Do you guys think that what do you reckon? Do you think that I'm, I mean, I'm just saying, I think that, you know, I'm looking after my car at the moment because it gets us around. I'm driving. I've got my little one there with, you know, and, you know, I'm in control and I haven't had this shit. And I'm not going to have one of these conditions go wrong with me, you know what I mean? And that car gets everything done. Everything I need to do, I go and do. And I don't abuse it. I don't abuse it. And, you know, I use it in a good way. And boy, it's a gold ticket. It's really just so important now, you know? And as I said, if we need to go away in Australia, I'm talking about Australia, folks, if I need to go up and see my parents, oh, I did take the, do we go and see some friends or go on a trip, I'll take the car. Thank you very much. Because I'm the pilot in my life and I'm not going, I'm in strict control here. This is insane. This is insane. People, we need to take, guys, we need to take this really seriously. I can't believe how many people I know are running to jump on planes. So many people around me. So many people around me are just rushing to take these holidays now. I say to some of them, is it really, well, you know, I mean, is it a great time? But, you know, I can't tell people how to live their lives and I won't. I won't. It's up to them. There's no fucking way I'm paying to get on a flight to go from Sydney to, you know, Fiji or somewhere. No, I'm not at this moment. No. People are acting like suddenly, because they're telling us the restrictions have been eased, people are acting like we've been thrust or cast back into our old lives. As I said, my life was never up for negotiation. My life was never the systems to give back to me anyway. I'm just saying that we are living in demented times. This is not normal times. Anyone who's going to tell me that this is normal times is fucking not. This is not normal. These are not normal times. This is not normal. They're still scaring people about these jabs. They're still pushing the mask. They're still threatening that there's going to be more lockdowns. They're still threatening that there's going to be these big outbreaks. We don't know where the hell they're going to go with this. So we've got to be prepared. And as I said, we've got to be we're going to manage our nests. And if you have the time to go and do some things and some camping or go away, do it, but stay in your car, control the situation around you, and think of everything. Keep your wits about you, but don't be paranoid or scared. Just keep your wits about you, because we are living in these times. For this moment, until we know more, I'm sorry. Don't go and jump off the cliff. You know? These people are manic. As I said, they're so scared that they're going to get locked down again. It's making them act crazy. All right, so keep your distance. Assess the situation. Outsmart them. And secure your shit. Secure your shit. Having one pilot incapacitated is a big thing. One pilot in charge of a flight is a huge responsibility. If you're close enough to your destination, you'd continue the flight. But if you're on a longer flight or a haul and you're over a major city that can handle the diversion of a particular aircraft you're flying, then yes, you will divert the flight. Masked passengers, from personal experience, Dr. Stillwagon stuck around long enough to see the effects of forcing face masks on passengers. During this time, he had a passenger on one flight who stood up to use the lavatory and passed out in the aisle, hitting their head on an armrest as they collapsed. There was no severe injury, but the passenger lost consciousness. I'm sure it's happened to other pilots. I'm sure if you interviewed other pilots of flight attendants, they would probably tell you that this has happened in increasing incidences after the masking. We're required to fill out an incident report, and the flight attendants fill that out, particularly if their passengers have lost consciousness. It has to go into the records so somebody knows this information out there with all the flights and all the planes. It's just that the public hasn't been made aware of it until someone demands this information or submits a request under Freedom of Information. We're not likely to find out how many passengers are experiencing these incidents from being forced to wear masks at high altitude. Are you fucking kidding me? This is insane. Why the hell would you put on a mask at high altitude? This is crazy. You know what? People need to start filming this on every flight. You need to start filming it. Shortage of pilots. There's a shortage of pilots. You know, as well. Really crazy, man. Really, really crazy. There's, you know, what can you do? All I would say is just stay away from this industry completely at this present time. And if they start allowing unvaccinated pilots to come back, we need to know their names and what flights they're going to be on and book those. And you need to be persistent and check. Here, the mainstream Australian media, they're fucking disgusting. They're saying, oh, when these teachers come back into our schools and they're unvaccinated, do you want your kids in those classrooms? Fuck off, you stupid, uneducated, dim-witted zombie. You know what? If you're going to be like that and so cold-hearted and pathetic, then really it's us that need to be worried about you who have had those jabs in your stupid arm. You're the one that we need to be worried about. Okay? Because you know what? I don't want my children in a classroom where there's a teacher who's been double or triple jabbed then. How about that? How do you like those apples? Huh? This is what they think. Yeah? No. Tell me right now, would you rather get on a long-haul flight overseas over the ocean from Australia with a double, triple or quadruple vaccinated pilot or an unvaccinated pilot? I know my answer. But these stupid, dim-witted zombies, they think that we're a threat? I don't think so. You're living in dreamland. This is really... really serious. Huh? This is an article that went up on the Cresfiles chat as well, and I can't log in because it's a membership thing, and so there's just a little bit here. This is from the Sydney Morning Herald. It says doctors are demanding end to culture of cover-ups after string of patient deaths. This is incredible. The New South Wales, look at this. The New South Wales hospital system is sick. I'm telling you folks, I've been to hospital systems in South America and they were far better than Australia. I'm telling you. I've been in train and metro systems in South America and I just couldn't believe, and buses and things like that, and how much better it was than here. I nearly cut my finger off. I've said this on podcasts. I nearly cut my whole finger off when I was traveling in South America, and I went to a hospital and got it stitched up. And, you know, like, it was just amazing. You know, and I look at here and I'm like, oh, God, it's so depressing. The New South Wales hospital system is sick. It's possibly the sickest in Australia. So so sick that it, instead of acknowledging and fixing its mistakes, it buries them. And so sick that it needs an independent regulator to oversee healthcare in New South Wales. That is the diagnosis of 12 eminent clinicians who have spoken to the Herald in the wake of a string of troubling deaths in hospitals. everybody's dying in hospitals and they're trying to cover it up. That's what's happening. So these senior doctors have told the Herald that a culture of cover-ups has become endemic within parts of New South Wales health bureaucracy, and speaking up about preventable patient deaths can end your career. So this is what's happening in Australia, folks. This is what's happening, and through ARPA and everything. These people are being injected with these COVID jabs. They're dying, and everyone's got to shut up about it, and they can't say anything about it. So you have a murder system. This is a system of... These people are being murdered in hospitals. That's what's happening. I can't read the rest of this. I just brought it up. I just brought this up. I can't log in. But, you know, they're telling you in the mainstream media in Australia that we've got this epidemic of just murder going on in our hospitals, and no one's allowed to say anything because you'll get sacked. It's absolutely disgusting. I can't believe it. Look at this from apnews.com, also went up in the Crass Files chat from July 15th. Canada approves Moderna COVID-19 shots for preschoolers. Ottawa, Ontario. Canadian regulators on Thursday authorized Moderna's COVID-19 shots for infants and preschoolers. Health Canada said the Moderna vaccine can be given to children between the ages of 6 months and 5 years in doses one quarter the size of that approved for adults. U.S. regulators authorized the first COVID-19 shots from Moderna and Pfizer for infants and preschoolers last month. I mean, talk about a satanic system, man. This is outrageous, and parents are lining up to do it. They're lining up to throw their kids into the volcano. Pfizer's pediatric COVID-19 vaccine for children aged 6 months to 5 years was submitted to Health Canada last month, and it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. This is the stuff that they're telling you in the news. Boy. Boy, boy, boy. Unbelievable, isn't it, folks? I'm having some whiskey tonight. It's my Scottish heritage, I guess, shining through. A good belt of whiskey. Good belt. Couple of belts. Nothing wrong with that. Unbelievable. You know, but as I said, folks, you know, don't be... This is happening whether you like it or not. And if I don't talk about it and we don't discuss it, it's happening. You can't deny it. It's going on. And they're after our kids. They're after our kids. This is a kill machine. They're after our children. They killed how many people in nursing homes? How many elderly people have been murdered by these jabs, by this system? And now they're after newborns, under fives. And it is up to us as parents of our young children, if you have them, like me, to protect them with your life. Like, I will stand in front of a bus with my back to the bus to protect my child, you know. If these fucking stupid moronic parents are going to take their kids in and allow them to be jabbed with a Moderna jab, what do you say about these fuckwits? You know, how I feel so sorry for these kids who have come back into this earth realm and possibly chosen those parents only to be murdered by them. If you can't trust your own parents as a baby on this planet, what fucking hope do you have? What fucking hope do you have? If you can't trust your own mum and dad, you come back into this life and your mum and dad are throwing you into the fires of fucking pharmaceutical hell. Because they're brainwashed fucking zombies who are too spineless and gutless and pathetic and cowardly and weak and completely soulless to even protect them, their children, let alone them stupid selves. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. And unfortunately, they're fucking everywhere. They're fucking everywhere. They're all around me right now. They think that it's a good thing to take their little ones in to get this poison in their arms for absolutely no reason, to protect them against something that doesn't exist. Because they've watched too much fucking TV. That's the problem. These TVs need to be taken and smashed over their stupid, stupid heads. Maybe that would wake them up a little bit. You know what I mean? These people don't need a slap in the face or a bucket of cold water in their head. They need the TV to take that TV off the wall and smash it over their heads. No? Well, what? Wake up. Wake up. Wake up. What the hell? Unbelievable. This is incredible, folks. And I've spent the whole podcast tonight talking about these pilots and these flights. It's just, it gets to me because everybody's flying now. They've gone crazy here in Sydney. It's school holidays here in Sydney. You know, it's frustrating. We work so hard, and I'm doing all of this. I'm trying to run everything. I've got a little one. I've family life and everything. I feel suffocated sometimes, you know? I feel like I'm drowning but awake. And it gets to me, you know? Gets to me. And I have to keep my health up, and I have to keep active and my mind right, you know? Just like you guys do. And I feel like this helps. I feel like this is an outlet, and I know a lot of my guests who don't get to talk to many people and feel like we do, and I do, they love coming on this podcast and venting, you know, and letting it out, and that's why I love doing these podcasts. I love just going through all of this stuff and doing it. It makes me feel better. It's like having a punching bag. And but you know, I wish I could get away too a little bit more and have a break. For us, but you know what? I'm okay with that being local or not too far. And as I said, taking the car and you know, Australia's beautiful, and I'm fine with that. Now I'm fine with that. Going out, you know, there's plenty of places to go. I think sometimes we forget that, you know, our surrounds, the areas around us, and where we grew up. There's beautiful places around, and if we need to go away for the weekend, just keep it local and simple, structure everything, look after yourselves and your children and those who you care about, and, you know, keep your nest, well maintained for this moment, folks. It's really uncertain times. It really is. And we just don't know what's going to happen here. It's silly to act like a fool and run out there on a plane and act like an unhinged maniac because you're scared of the government locking you down again. So you're trying to cram as much as you can into your life and take as much as you can without thinking about the consequences or anyone around you or even yourself or your own kids. Don't do that. You know? Plan ahead. Be calm. Be in control. Don't buy into the fear. Don't take that bait. And think about everything now. And structure your life. You really need to do that. Because it's really crazy times. You know? Anyway, I'll plug out now and I'll be back Monday night, the 18th. For the Night Watch podcast to continue on with my all the articles I have tonight, and there'll probably be more tomorrow anyway. There's always stuff coming through, plenty coming through, and lots to cover anyway. And you know, that just shows you that we can break down simple articles that they put out there, but it's just so important to think about this stuff, you know, and really get people, really get myself and all of us thinking, you know, where we are and what we need to do and what's going on around us, you know. This is a survival situation now. We need to be careful. But take care, guys. And we'll chat again tomorrow night. And thanks so much for your ongoing support. It's you guys that keep that website up and running. It's your website. And, you know, I can't do it without some support. So you guys are awesome. You know, you really are. You're absolutely awesome. Every member means the world to me, you know. And I love coming in here and chatting with you guys. And please take care. Contact me anytime about anything. And we'll chat again soon.